When you go to any church and you see women not covering their hair, your hair is your glory. It means that church, the word of God is not protected. For the word of God is the glory of God. When you see them sitting down there with their hair uncovered, watch very well. This will be confirmed there. The word of God is not protected. So that you know how to identify a true church. What is the word of God? The Bible. And when you see women cutting their hair, it means that church has come to an estate where the word of God is now also cut, removed. They don't accept the totality of the word anymore. That is where you will see the bar of the gospel has been lowered. And they do that to enable everybody to come into the church. There are some of these churches, if you see them, if you hear their history of how they started and where they are today, then you will understand the story of Samson. They started with holiness. Then he crept in there. You are using the gospel and you are preventing some people from coming in. The gospel is for all. Don't you let them come. Then they will hear the word. Then they will change. That is what they used to excuse themselves. Now you see the estate some of them are. So that they can be among the largest churches in the world. So that they can be accepted everywhere they go. The lower the power of the gospel. That's why all of a sudden, you will see the pastor's wife sitting at the altar with a low cut. And it is wrong for a woman to go and cut her hair. For your hair is your glory. You are removing your glory. That is why the Bible said the man is the glory of the woman. And that's why in some cultures, when you lose your husband, they will tell you to crepe your hair, prophetically speaking that your glory is no more. Praise the Lord. Then you see women. I'm telling you things women do to their hair to make you understand the estate of the church. You see them, all of a sudden, Christian women begin to put attachments on their hair. Things that Christian women would not do before. What was he speaking about? They are attaching the doctrines of men to the gospel. There are other things they are injecting. They are adding. We are not to add. We are not to subtract. Don't attach and don't cut. The churches are doing it. You know, see women that will enter a saloon and put different color on their head. What are they doing? For attraction. And that is what is going on. This coloration of the word of God is a carnal means to cause attraction to the ministry. So these days, you have colorations such as comedians coming to make people laugh. Everybody will rush to that place because of the comedian. Then they are now explaining to you. So when they come, then we will preach the gospel. But do they ever preach the gospel? Hallelujah. You've not seen where church has football club? Football. To make people come, they organize suya night. Come and eat suya, bushmeat. And you know all the programs. You know breakfast and all those, their breakfast service. Funny, all the funny. But is that the original gospel? Is that the original way? Use that instead of the God-ordained Holy Ghost move. When they preach the gospel, they were pricked in their hearts on the day of Pentecost. It is not suya they came to eat. It was not football they came to watch. It was not comedy they came to laugh. They spoke something that pierced through the flesh to the soul. And their hearts were pricked. And they began to say, men and brethren, what shall we do? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the apostles needed was one miracle and they get beautiful. And it attracted everybody to see this man that was a beggar here is walking. Then Peter rose up. Opportunity has come. It is done by that name of Jesus. And they began to preach Jesus. 5,000 that I believed. Oh, glory be to God. Peter did not enter there with a comedian. Peter did not go enter there with any gospel musician. Oh, no. There's no, nothing like that. He said, if I be lifted up, you have to lift up Jesus. Lift him up. And he will draw men unto himself. Anyway, even if I don't go further, now you should know which one is a true church and which one is a deluded church. By their fruit, you will know them.